Your station for Preston North End.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
We've been keeping him sort of ticking over with extra training sessions, with the ball, without the ball, and he'll be just hungry to get sort of back on track again, back playing, and hopefully get amongst the goals again. Obviously, it's been disappointing to be without him, but you look at Jordan Ugel, done ever so well in the last two games. Really sort of pleased with how he's done. Obviously, signed a contract off the back of it. And obviously, Joe's looking at probably Jordan's performances and thinking that it's not guaranteed that he'll get back into the team. And that's how you want it, to be fair. Owen Doyle did very well the other night. So it's just nice to have them competitions for places and people looking over the shoulder all the time. But obviously, it's nice to have Joe available, and I'm sure his first goal and other strikers' goals are just round the corner.
Oh, we spoke about Jordan Ugel earlier this season in terms of you needed to be sure you could trust him on the field, and you have given him the starts in the last couple of games. Is it a different case with Joe Garner? We know the type of player that he is. We know that he's going to pick up cards from time to time, Simon. But do you have to get a bit of the trust back, or do you think he was really unfairly treated?
I think when you look over the season, he's been a little bit unfortunate that some of the yellow cards he picked up with the first ban were a little bit harsh. The sending off, I've seen people only book for that. Some people have got away with it. Again, could have fit into both categories. But what Joe's got to remember that people are aware of what he can do and what he can't do. And he's obviously got to sort of learn from the experiences that he's had over the last few months. But also not take away that edge that he has in his game, because if he does that, then you lose part of his game, that he's a fearful player to the opposition. So Joe's got to think with his head as well as play with his heart. But we want him to be available for more games than not now, rather than losing for any more suspensions. So hopefully it's a lesson learnt for him, but hopefully he doesn't take that edge off his game as well.
So it's a visit to Brighton. We know how well they've done this season so far. I'm not sure whether you've had a look at the tape of their game on Tuesday night just yet, but it would come across that they were relatively fortunate to have got maximum points, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we watched the game yesterday, staff, and Bristol City played very well and had some good opportunities, possibly had a good shout for a penalty and give a good account of themselves. So Brighton, full credit to Chris and his team, they've done ever so well, started the season strongly. But we'll go there and not be fearful of anything. We know they've got some good players, but we've got to make sure we're hard to beat again and make sure that we impose ourselves on the game and be positive in the approach, because that's what we need to do and build off the other night's results. So full of respect for Chris and his team, but we'll go there as underdogs. Nobody expects you to probably go and win, but their run's got to come to an end soon, and we have got some players that will be enjoying the result from the other night and the performances, which hopefully can benefit us as well. So we'll take encouragement from how Bristol City played, but ultimately how we played the other night as well.
And a 93rd minute own goal would do you, not the fantastic three goals that you served up on Tuesday, wouldn't it?
Yeah, all three on Tuesday night were worthy of winning any football match, so great to see them. We've said all along for anybody, but most notably the strikers, they'd love a scrappy, deflected goal off somebody's backside to go in and win 1-0, and it gets them up and running on the goal-scoring chart. So we'll take anything as it comes along, but we know it's going to be a tough ask for us, but we'll certainly try and get a good performance and a positive result, and we've got a good travelling supporters going down, and give them something to cheer about, hopefully.